Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is Soundcheck, our podcast series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Last year, when the pandemic hit and we went into lockdown, I worked with Carnegie Hall on a number of live online sessions with musicians who would obviously be unable to appear on their stage, but who still wanted to share their music. They called the series Live with Carnegie Hall, and one of my guests was Alisa Weilerstein, the extraordinary award-winning cellist. In the background, you're hearing her recording of the opening prelude from the Bach Cello Suite No. 1. She's recorded all six of Bach's cello suites in a professional studio with high-quality audio. They sound great. But when the lockdown began, she embarked on a project called 36 Days of Bach, where every day she would play one part, one movement, from each of the six suites, so 36 movements in all, and post it online. And she did them at home, by herself, totally DIY. They sound, well, great, but in a very different way. So now, with many of us finally getting vaccinated and looking, hopefully, at an end to the pandemic, I thought it might be interesting to give you a chance to hear these Carnegie Hall shows, much shortened versions of them, to remind us of how we got through the earliest days of the lockdown. In fact, the first thing Alisa Weilerstein did was to explain how she got through it.
When we all kind of went into lockdown, just because we're social creatures. First of all humans are social creatures. And, I've been a performer for as long as I can remember. And the really big thing that I miss about performing is sharing. It's communing with people and, sharing music on a large scale and having these kind of communal moments together. And so, in the absence of that, my goal with the 36 Days project was really to just to give. That was really all I wanted to do. I wanted to give something. I wanted to do something, and to share this music with as many people as possible. And I also took the journey in real time. So it was a 36 Days project. Of course, there are 36 movements in the cello suite, six movements per six suites, and I actually recorded one movement per day.
Well, now you see these six suites as a kind of a journey through life. Number one is a kind of youthful, exuberant piece. Number two, adolescence. By that logic, by the time you get to the sixth suite, which we'll be focusing on,
yes.
What are we talking about here? Is this,
of course, that's very personal, and it's sort of a basic outline of what I'm thinking of. Obviously, of course, it's much more nuanced than that, rather than something so black and white. But the sixth suite is almost twice the length of the first suite, just for kind of reference. It's and a million times more complex and richer. And then once you get to the sixth suite, particularly after the tragic nature of the fifth, it feels like it's like this gasp of oxygen and ecstasy in a way. And so it's this kind of thing. That's one reason I wanted to focus on that for our broadcast now.
Well, and it's also if not old age, because after all, Bach wrote these within us. Fairly constricted period of time, there is a kind of, to go to what you just said, there's a kind of hard-earned wisdom after the fifth suite when you get to the sixth.
But it's an optimistic wisdom, which I really, in particular, in these days, I'm really kind of trying to relate to very strongly.
So where did you record these? It's what, an iPad or an
It was my iPad. I didn't have any microphone setup at all, and it was in my bedroom, which has a high ceiling, and so the sound was decent, but not it's not a concert hall sound, obviously.
But it's real and coming from an emotionally honest place of just putting it out there for people at a difficult time. So let's see The prelude to the sixth suite by Bach, as played by Alisa Weilerstein.
Thank you.
That is the opening prelude to Bach's Suite No. 6 for unaccompanied cello, Elisa Weilerstein performing as part of her 36 Days of Bach project, one movement from each of the suites each day for 36 days from about the middle of March to towards the end of April, right?
Correct.
I'm a big believer in how place impacts a performance, especially when you're talking about a solo performer. So you're not on a concert stage, you're not in a, you know, well-appointed recording studio, you're at home. What does that do to you as a performer?
Well, at the moment that I was doing those videos, the 36 Days of Bach project, so much of what I used to care about really kind of went out the window in terms of the perfect circumstances, the perfect acoustics, the perfect microphones, the perfect lighting. I care about that more right now, even though we're still in the midst of the pandemic, than I did at that moment. At that moment, all I wanted to do was just play. And so, of course, I did, you know, several live takes before I was happy with one that I would post. But really, all I was, you know, I said, okay, I just want to play well and put something there. And, you know, everyone knows that I'm at home and we're all in this together. And it was, and in a way, that was that kind of rawness of that experience. I knew that was something that we are all still experiencing together. And so a lot of those things which you're talking about, I mean, the importance of place and the importance of the atmosphere, I somehow did not, it didn't even really enter my mind. It's certainly not in the way that it would have before. And that was, that was kind of interesting.
So you, as a performer, have a couple of big decisions to make before you ever draw that bow across the string for the first note, including what addition am I going to use? How closely am I going to play the articulations as noted? Things like, you know, trills and mordants and all that kind of stuff, which is such a part of Baroque music. You're as much detective as performer, it seems, when you're putting this project together for the first time.
Absolutely. And so that's one reason I wanted to wait a little while before I would record them in studio. So I wanted to just give myself enough time to really live with the suites and to play them a lot in public and to go through all of these kind of pitfalls and to really, you know, fully digest them before I would put them in a permanent way as I did last summer. So
we think of the cello as a kind of monophonic as opposed to a chordal instrument like a piano or a guitar, but there is polyphony. And in this Sarabande that we're going to hear next, how does Bach kind of make that evident in a piece for a solo unaccompanied cello?
Well, I mean, it's in the chordal writing, really, and that you have the melody is sometimes on top, and sometimes it's really in the bass line, sometimes it's and sometimes it's in the middle, and so that's up to us to really voice that well and to really think a bit more like a keyboard player and to think like a pianist in terms of voicing. I mean, my mother's a pianist, and she always used to say that 80% of piano playing is really about voicing. And so this is what we have to think about when we're playing anything, especially for solo stringed instrument. And that's never more true than in the music of Bach.
And so you have to identify the melodic line and keep that going even as you're bringing the other notes of the chord in.
Exactly.
What about the emotional content of a piece like this Sarabande? This is another big piece.
Yes, and it might be one of my favorite movements of all of the suites, actually. It's it has everything you could want emotionally, absolutely everything. And yet it also has this general character of the suite that we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast, that it has wisdom, but it's an optimistic wisdom. You know, it's not somebody who's world weary and who's, sick of life in any sense. This is wisdom, but of somebody who loves life, and has a very kind of exalted perspective, and gosh, I mean, these days I'm really reaching for that perspective in particular, you know.
Well, you know, this is one of those movements that during the 36 days of Bach, when you put that out there, you just must have felt, I've done a good thing. I've done a good thing today.
I mean, it was almost therapeutic to play it, I have to say. And in a way, I was thinking, you know, prior to the pandemic, I would have said, if somebody, you know, people very often ask me what is your favorite sweet, and of course I say I love all the sweets, and my favorite, you know, it changes from day to day, but generally speaking, the fifth suite has always been the one that I gravitate toward, the really tragic, dramatic, and complex fifth suite. But these days, it's the sixth. I feel like we really need the sixth suite right now. And that's, well, that's my personal take, you know.
In fact, Elisa, you have just answered a question from one of our viewers. Kathy on Facebook wanted to know which of the Bach suites is your favorite to play. And well, now she's gotten two answers, a pre-pandemic one and a current answer. Let's hear and see the Sarabande in the performance that you put out there during the 36 Days of Bach project. This is the Sarabande from the suite number 6.
Thank you.
Well, there is the Sarabande from the Suite Number 6 for unaccompanied cello by Bach, Alisa Weilerstein performing at home, part of her 36 Days of Bach project. And at this point in the project, Alisa, you must have, you know, you see the finish line ahead and there's a feeling, I'm sure, of accomplishment, but maybe also a feeling of, I don't want this to end. I mean, when
hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
Yes, very much. It was a little scary because that was, in the absence of normal structure in the day, that was kind of, in a way it was providing it for me. And it was a kind of ritual. I would always record in the morning. After breakfast with my family, and then I would go hunker down and just record the Bach movements. And so yeah. Then after that, I was on my own in a way.
Well, I'm so glad you were able to take some of that time to do the 36 Days with Bach project, and today to share some of it with us. Thank you so much. It's been great to quote unquote see you again.
It's great to see you again. See you again too, and hope that next time it's not on a screen but in person.
Alisa Weilerstein joined me last spring to record this Live with Carnegie Hall show. The full thing is just over an hour long, and you can watch it on YouTube. Just search for Alisa Weilerstein, Live with Carnegie Hall. My thanks to the Carnegie Hall crew, Sarah Cullen, Abhijit Sengupta, Christopher Amos, and Carolina Mendez, and our New Sounds crew, technical director Irene Trudell and producer Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer.